We're still in Acts, the second chapter. Now, I know that a lot of people would never use the book of Acts for any of their doctrine. I believe that the entire book, the entire Bible, is good for doctrine. Paul thought so also. He told Timothy that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. Now, you can read that for yourself if you'll turn to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Paul wanted Timothy to know that when he began to preach, that he wouldn't have to decide which scriptures that he could use in order to get the people to know the full truth. Paul said, "It's all good." Can I hear you say it today? Say it. It's all good. Let's say it again. It's all good. It's all good because it was inspired of God. God would not have inspired anything that was not good. God inspired this word, and it is profitable. That word profit, that means it's gainful instead of a loss. It's not good for loss. It's good for profit. It's profitable for doctrine. In fact, it's profitable for instructing people into righteousness. How can you instruct someone into righteousness if you don't use the whole gospel? If you don't use the entire book that we call the Bible, if we don't use the entire Word of God, how can you properly instruct anyone into righteousness? Jesus said that man should live by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Jesus felt that all of those words were good. Jesus knew that all of these words were inspired by his Father. He knew that they were good for doctrine. He knew that they could all be used when we begin to instruct people in the right way of living. He knew that they were all good to correct those that had veered off course and swerved over out of the right way. He knew it was good for correction. And on that day of Pentecost, when the multitude saw what was going on, they were amazed. They'd never seen anything like this before. Oh, they were astounded. And of course, you will always have those that want to mock, those that scoff, those that say, "What in the world are these people doing? They are crazy. They are emotional." Pentecostals don't get emotional. They are passionate. I don't speak and teach with emotionalism. I speak and I teach with passion. The passion of the fire of the Holy Spirit. The passion sent down from on high. This is for everybody. This Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father. The Father had promised it. And God is not slack concerning his promises. Jesus said, "I will send the promise of my Father upon you." He says, "Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." This is a heavenly power. It was requested by Jesus and sent by Jesus. And it was sent from the Father. Jesus said, "It's power from on high. I'm not going to send you this earthly authority, earthly power. You're going to be endued with power from another world. The power you receive will not be from the high priest in Jerusalem. It's going to be a higher power." And when the onlookers saw what was going on, they wanted to know, what did it all mean? Peter's answer, of course, is the same answer that you can give people when they ask you about this wonderful experience. Peter says, "This was that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.